broadcast and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're having issues this morning.
Is that better?
He's not turning blue, so it must be okay.
I got the wrong one.
Quit messing with everything.
I think we're on the air, so.
We have been for a little bit.
Good morning, Cybermind!
Go a little faster!
If you blasted, that might have blasted you if you had earbuds on. Good morning. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is September 30th, 2018.
Wow.
I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
You kind of like stuttered over that? What's going on over there?
The remarks and the things that...
Good morning.
Little or no meaning.
Yeah, you just keep telling yourself that. Some people are delusional, just so you know. I'm not mentioning any names.
Of grandeur, not me. Hey, cut it out. Hey, get out of here. Star Wars. No. And we also have a special guest with us, a holdover. And he's from the state of Jefferson as well. He's in the great state of Jefferson, but he's also host of the program, the state of Jefferson. Great.
Jefferson State of Mind.
Thank you very much. I was just trying to... No, it's like, come on, somebody throw me a bone here.
Somebody get Mark a cup of coffee.
I know. Good grief.
No, we wanted to...
Get him something.
And Red Smith is not
here. Slap in the head.
Who's now in the unfunded circle of, coffee or something. But, and we also have a great gal with us, as usual, Ashley, who's,
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Oh, well, we got through that anyway. You can go to the chat room.
You want me to bring the song, Terry?
You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook, Mark E. Kent. I have two of them. Tried to look for the one with the writer carrying the flag of State of Jefferson right in front of Jerry, the criminal, Brown. And that's the one that I use for the show. The other one is just packed full. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. What do we got? Oh, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview at the church that is unnamed. And I want to know what we're doing. I'm looking at Terry Raposo.
I'm sorry.
These pleading eyes are looking at me. He's looking at me pleading. Yes. Okay, tomorrow night at 2570 Bonneview Road.
Sorry.
At the church that shall remain nameless. We'll be talking about what happens tomorrow, hopefully. And that is that tomorrow we should be hearing from the Supreme Court of the United States of America whether or not they are going to pursue a writ of mandamus, which is making Judge Mueller, the judge in our federal court case, do what she did back in early April, and that is ask for a three-judge court. Of course, she did this back in early April and then rescinded that a couple of days later. And the caveat to that is that has never really been done before. We couldn't find it on the record anywhere. Our attorneys and legal staff went through all kinds of cases and could never find another time where a federal judge asked for a three-judge court and then changed their mind. So what we have tomorrow is hopefully a response, should have a response from the Supreme Court on whether or not they'll issue this writ of mandamus, which will force Judge Mueller
into... You're expecting it as soon as tomorrow?
What?
You're expecting a response as soon as tomorrow?
Yes, that's what it said on the SCOTUS report.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
Like a month, these guys think, you know.
No, that's what we got as far as the SCOTUS report, and that's what they told us, is because what they do when they have this, when they look at their docket, is they look at the docket like they did on September the 24th, Mark, and they look at the docket, they go through the docket, they figure out, well, we're going to keep this one, throw this one out, keep this one, throw this one out. And what they're doing at this particular point is giving the answers to the people, whether they kept it or threw it out. We're hoping they kept ours. We're hoping that they'll inform Judge Mueller that the writ of mandamus is something that she needs to do. She needs to go back and ask for the three-judge court. So we're hoping, according to the SCOTUS report, we're hoping that the Supreme Court of the United States will rule in our favor in that regard.
Do they have a time limit to respond to it?
This was on their website.
It was
the
on
Supreme
their website?
The Supreme Court of the United States website, and that's what it was on. And they said they would give a response on the docket numbers.
Right.
Okay, got Monday.
It. Okay.
So that was the deal. And so hopefully we're waiting to see what happens with that. We'll be discussing that. We'll be talking about, video that was done by James O'Keefe. He's gone, and you'll like this, Mark.
Oh, I know.
And you're probably going to go into that. So Mark will go into that, too, I'm sure. And then also we'll be discussing the propositions. And a lot of people say, well, what's the difference and blah, 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 blah. Well, there was a couple of points made on the last program that were really good. Number one is that we still live in California. We still need to get these guys elected. If we can get them elected, we need to go ahead and support people like Cox and people like the judge, Judge Bailey, and people like Mark Muser, who's running for Secretary of State.
Yeah, he'll be on the show today.
Yeah, right. And that's you're going to have him on, Mark, and that's really a good thing. And we are staying the course by doing these things. We're totally staying the course. But the one thing we have to understand, too, and I want to throw this out to you two guys, and I'm going to go here in a minute, but I want to throw it out to you two guys. Maybe you guys have thoughts on this. That is that it was brought to our attention and a while ago. Kevin DeLeon is running against Barbara Feinstein. Kevin DeLeon is a very young man. There really isn't term limits on what he could be doing. He could be in the Senate forever. It's not like California if he gets elected. Dianne Feinstein is sort of the devil we know. She's a little longer in the tooth,
Yeah, I was listening to a little bit of that. You guys are advocating to vote for Feinstein.
I think that we should vote for Feinstein and not have a non-vote and vote for Feinstein instead. I agree with that. And the reason I agree with that is if we go with DeLeon and he does win, or if we don't vote at all, then we're going to go ahead and leave that up to people voting for DeLeon.
I don't think that I could.
Could bring yourself to do it?
I could do anything we need to do, but I would never have thought in my wildest dreams.
Well, she's got the Chinese driver,
Well, there
you know, and also she's on the ropes here. Lindsey Graham's all over her.
Well, I heard his name was Cato.
Yeah, it is Cato. But I think she's on the ropes a bit. I mean, you could tell. And so, and what well, if she retires in the interim? Okay, doesn't the governor, can't the governor, or excuse
Point,
me, the president?
Right, I understand.
So the deal, so think about all this a little bit. So there's a little strategy. Do what you want, of course.
Right.
But there's some strategy to that. But not voting, I don't think, is a strategy that's going to help us.
Right.
And I'm just saying, we have to be involved in
engaging. Well, you never know with the investigation on the FBI that's going on and, some of the doxing that they were releasing and the leaks that came out of the Kavanaugh hearing. If I got a little clip of Trump saying, hey, it may be a blessing in disguise because if they start investigating and they find out who the leaker is and they find out, good grief, that's a felony.
Is there somebody on the line?
There is somebody on the line. We've got Dar. Good morning, Dar. Dar.
Call back.
Yeah, call back.
Call back. Sorry.
We're going to go to a break here shortly, but give us a call back. We'd appreciate it.
But, the fact that the Democrats have been just lawless in this whole deal.
Oh, man.
Good grief. If you can't see through this, you just don't have a thinking brain, in my opinion. So I guess we could go to a break and come back. I got tons of stuff to talk about.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And time for tough, back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943 in the wintertime. Almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looked like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, should have seen it in color.
Southern Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Yeah, that's some new music that I like.
Oh, yeah. Good video, too.
Good stuff, yeah. Okay, where were we? Let's get back to it. Wow, I mean, so, there's so many things to talk about, but Kavanaugh happens to be friends or good acquaintance
He clerked under him.
Kwasinski is the attorney.
Give a little background on that, because some people may not know what you're talking about. So let me just try to give a little background on that. As we all know, the Kavanaugh hearings, we were all riveted to that, watching the witch hunt, the what the Democrats were doing. And Judge Kavanaugh has, you know, has been stellar for all these years. It's funny how, you know, there hasn't been any kind of sexual harassment allegations through all this time, and then it comes back from the high school. But I won't get into all of that. You probably have all heard that, to where it's been pretty much beaten to death. But here's the deal. What's the association and what's the position with the state of Jefferson, representation, Kavanaugh? What's the connection? Well, here's the connection. Everybody knows who Alex Kozinski is, or should at this point. We've talked about it a lot on all the radio programs. Alex Kozinski was the last conservative Chief Justice on the Ninth Circuit. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan. He retired in 2014. Well, Judge Kavanaugh clerked under Kozinski, and they are very, very, very close. Very close. Judge Kozinski is on our legal team for the CFR, Citizens for Fair Representation, in our court case. He's on our legal team. So the gentleman who tutored Judge Kavanaugh is on our legal team, not only on our legal team, but helped write many, many, many of the documents that we've done, the motions, et cetera, and also helped in our petition for our writ of mandamus, too, as I said earlier in the first segment, to have Judge Mueller go ahead and re-ask for this three-judge court. So where's the tie-in there? Well, it may not just be that the Democrats don't want a Republican conservative on the Supreme Court. It may not just be Roe versus Wade, but what it may be is a grassroots effort that's shaking up the United States of America.
I think they're running scared. I think they're absolutely terrified at this point to pull some of the crap that they've been pulling.
Well, I think that they're terrified also of what's happening as far as the movements, the state of Jefferson. Well, what about the state of liberty? When you look at the state of liberty, they actually have, well, it would be equivalent to our assembly. They call their state assembly the State House of Representatives in Washington. That's what they call them. They call them representatives, and they call it a house, not an assembly, in the state of Washington. Some representatives from the House of Representatives in the state of Washington have decided that they want to go ahead and put a bill forward to split the state of Washington both east and west and call it the State of Liberty. Also, there is the State of Lincoln, okay, which a lot of people don't know about. Well, we got an email. I got an email and a phone call from a guy about, I don't know, maybe 10 months ago. And an interesting group of folks. They called up. They wanted to do a movement similar to ours because they believe they should have the State of Lincoln. They're tired of being controlled by Chicago. Also, what about the State of Oregon? We now have six different committees up there that are looking at wanting to create the state of Jefferson. There's two ways Oregon can go. Oregon can either merge with us when we get our state, or they can become, I don't know, maybe northern state of Jefferson. We'd be southern state of Jefferson. Who knows? But point being is that there's more to all of this grassroots effort. And the one last thing I want to bring up, Convention of States is a good thing. But since when do you fix something from the top down? The federal government doesn't have to be fixed first. The states created the federal government. And, Mark, what's the definition of a state?
Well, a state is a sovereign country, basically.
That's exactly correct, my friend.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, the state of Virginia is likened to the state of Spain, the state of France, and the state of Great Britain. So when you look at what we have to create that, we have to create that in our state. We didn't throw the tea into the English Channel. We threw it in the Boston Harbor thousands of miles
away. I totally
agree,
because the Convention of State is written in the Constitution, and it does have an applicable situation where it could be used, but not right now, because we look at what we got up. Who's going to be running the show? You know, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you're not going to, you know, the idea itself, if you have a bunch of patriots involved in it, is a great thing. But if you got Dianne Feinstein and that whole ilky side of the aisle involved in it, I mean, what are you going to get? Oh, geez, the state of Marxism is what you're going
to
get.
Well, yeah, and the point is that, no, this isn't anything that's detrimental to people. Convention of States, there's a place. There's nothing about that. What I'm saying is that this grassroots effort that's happening, without anything having to do with other than liberty and with following the Constitution, this is spreading into other states in a big way. you don't think that this is being recognized. And here's my plea. And
well, and let me add something a little bit to that. I'm not saying that we should alienate the guys who are advocating for a convention of states. I'm saying we should pull in and fix this first.
Agreed.
That we need to have an inclusion of these guys,
agreed,
not a separation from them.
Agreed.
And so, and you know, I'm looking at this quote that your wife posted this morning, and I think it goes, you know, directly to what we're talking about. Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others often stiffen. And I think you could apply that to when a brave state stands up, the spine of some of the other states start to stiffen.
Well, I think that with the people standing up across the board, it's getting the Dems worried.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, you know what
you're
I mean?
Absolutely right.
All of a sudden, people are standing up and they're going, oh, wait a minute, there's more out there than what we thought. Well, or they're actually doing something now.
That's right. And we're hearing from the mainstream news, well, they really don't want Kavanaugh because they don't really want Kavanaugh because they of overturning Roe versus Wade. I mean, that's bunch of crap.
I totally agree.
Okay,
that's
they
crap.
Don't want Kavanaugh because Kavanaugh could vote because we can't forget Puerto Rico.
Well,
right?
Puerto Rico.
We can't forget that because, see, if they come in, they're going to want a red state to offset that. But here's the deal. The deal is that there is a connection, a huge connection with liberty, the state of Jefferson. What we need, President Trump, we support you. President Trump, we are red counties. President Trump, we need you. We need, if somebody out there, this thing goes worldwide. We have one phone number already where somebody has given us a phone number to call. We need, President Trump, we need to get to you. Can we have Mark Baird talk to you for 5 minutes? Talk to the guy who gets coffee for the guy who gets coffee for your lowest clerk. Somebody, we have to have something, President Trump. We support you. We, you know, you're a great president. We're here behind you. We supported you. Please, anybody out there, give us that number. Let's go out there. President Trump, Mark Baird needs to speak to you. We need to speak to you about liberty. Help us to help you help all of us here. Help us to help you help all of us.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe the way to speak to Trump might be through the social media Twitter feeds as well, too, because, I mean, that's the way people are getting the message. Maybe people need to jump on that and start hammering on Twitter. You know, help us, President Trump. You know, he tweets out what he needs to get out there because you can't go through any mainstream media or, I mean, the local medias, any of them. They're all in the tank for, you know, whether they're being paid off by George Soros. I'm not even suggesting that. What I'm saying is their ideological slant has got them in a deranged syndrome where it's complete resistance to anything that this guy talks about, and it's absolutely lunacy. I mean, you know, when would these guys, what are these guys advocating? Open borders, illegal aliens vote, prisoners vote. I mean, just go right down the platforms. Just in California here, disarm everybody, shut up and go back to work, give me more taxes. I mean, does anybody, you know, kind of wonder if that's the right way to go? I mean, you know, should we just keep on going down that course and ending up in a poverty-stricken state? I mean, I've got reports here, like on the pensions. Oh, gee, that just happened to be off by, you know, $2.3 trillion or whatever. I mean, aren't you guys seeing that this whole state is freaking falling apart with the policies that these idiots have been implementing now for quite some time, just in the state of California and at the federal level? Why don't they want Kavanaugh in there? Because this will start reversing all of that stuff. It will start reversing the policies of destruction, identity politics, you name it, that these guys have been pushing for so long just to stay in power. That's the deal. That's the war that's being waged. Did I miss anything?
No, you're right on, my good friend. You are right the heck on. So with that, I'm gonna bow out here and let you get back to your program. And no, Mark, you hit it. Did he nail that? Here goes the phones. The phones are ringing, brother. All right.
Well, we got to go to a break, too. But I don't know. Is it? Okay. So I guess we're going to go to a break here in just a second.
Well, and let her get off the phone there.
Yeah, oh, no. Don't let her do anything. Just hurry up. Actually, no. Excuse me. No.
Oh.
Anyway, so with that said, I mean, there's just a ton of things that are at stake here. And, you know, it has been.
That's the problem. We've got tons and tons and tons of stuff going on.
For a long time, the media was getting their way with discrediting everyone. And that is now over because all of the Patriots dug in and started fighting back through the social media, through the YouTubes, through the internet, you know, through word of mouth, through movements like the State of Jefferson. And guess what? The truth has a, you know, is a funny thing like facts. They're hard to discredit because they're true.
It always prevails.
Yeah.
I guess with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Too. Listen to this. It's good.
Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Of a wave, it's like magic.
Auburn Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You can't tell I watched an ELO documentary last night, can you? I mean, I swear, Jeff Lynn's awesome, man. What a guy.
You'd be surprised what you find out in a lot of those musical documents, you know, about groups. I'm telling you, I've been watching a lot of them lately.
Jeff Lynn was writing stuff for the Beatles. I mean, that'll tell you how far back he goes. I mean, that's insane. So, anyway, and he did a great concert. I watched it last night on, I got a free trial Showtime for a week because I wanted to watch one movie. And it was like, do you want to spend $8 for the movie or $7 for a free trial?
But you'd be surprised. I learned, like, Bob Dylan, you know, he's written more songs than anybody, like 400-something songs. I was like, holy smokes, man.
Do you know why? Because he can rhyme anything with something else that doesn't rhyme.
That's true. I'm just telling you. It was, yeah. So anyhow.
All right. So I want to play a little short deal here. It's called Alternative Math. I'll stop the video here in certain places, and we could talk about it a little bit. But this is kind of the mentality that we're talking about. This is a simple microcosm of the thinking of these people whose brains are...
Have no brain.
Have something going on there.
Mush.
It's a chemical imbalance.
It's
I don't
mush.
Know. I mean, so anyway, here we go, and let's just see where this takes us. It's called Alternative Math.
Oh, honey, Daddy, come on in. Looks like you're having some trouble with addition. And don't be upset. You're here to learn.
So let me, what happened was the kid comes in from school.
Danny,
and he has an F on his math paper. And
he's red.
In red, big red F, and he's going to talk to the teacher here.
And we learn from mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Nuh-uh.
Look at this question here. What is 2 plus 2? See, you wrote 22. But when we do addition, we don't just put the numbers next to each other.
That's stupid.
All right. And think about it this way. If I have two markers in this hand, and then I add the two markers from this hand, how many markers do I have now?
22.
No, Danny. It's 4.
So Danny dumps the desk, scrapes the desk with his armpit. Has a fit and runs out.
Yep.
Next day...
Wells, we're Danny's parents.
Oh, yes, hello. Oh, please come in. Now, don't worry. It is completely normal for kids to get frustrated when they're struggling with a subject.
So, what's this about Danny getting some answers wrong on this so-called test of yours?
We had a test. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was, what is 2 plus 2? Danny answered 22.
And
that's not the right answer.
Says who?
Says math.
Are you calling my son stupid?
No, of course not.
Who are you to say that your answer is right and that his is wrong?
No. She's right.
Thank you.
Right out of Nazi Germany.
You can't honestly tell me that you don't know what 2 plus 2 equals.
You got it all figured out, don't you? You smart-ass little tramp. What are you, some kind of retard?
All right. I'm sorry. I am not going to be able to continue this conversation.
We're going to complain to the principal about you.
Danny is a free thinker.
I'll have your job, bitch. Not if you can't add 2 and 2 together, you won't.
So, next day...
Mrs. Wells.
Oh, sorry, Principal. I didn't see you.
I understand you had an issue yesterday with the parents of one of our students.
It did get a little crazy.
When things get out of hand, I really need you to let me know about it.
Sure. So how do you want to handle it?
I guess you could apologize.
What? His mom hit me.
I understand you told Danny he had a wrong answer on his test.
He did have a wrong answer on his test.
Yeah, it's not our job to tell students when they're right and wrong.
That is exactly what our job is.
Parents don't want you ramming your biased views down their kids' throats.
That's not biased. That's how math works.
You know what doesn't work? Your attitude. Look, maybe I can explain this in math terms so you can understand. If you took all the kids in this classroom and divided them by zero, that's exactly the amount of respect you're giving them. Something you'd like to say?
You can't divide a number by zero and get zero.
So now I'm stupid. Some crazy administrator doing paperwork while you superstar teachers change the world.
Students count, teachers lie. Students count, teachers lie.
Next day, we have protests.
That's undermining our kids' confidence. Are you going to apologize to the parents?
Why do you even send teachers if you hate children?
Sound familiar? Now she's going before the school board tribunal.
Please, have a seat, Mrs. Wells.
Thank you. You know, I honestly think this will all blow over if we just wait a week or so.
I'm afraid we can't do that.
Why not?
They're suing.
For what?
Emotional distress to a minor. Mrs. Wells, can you please tell the members of this board exactly when you became aware of this fiasco and the events leading up to the riot?
Riot? I just told a student that 2 + 2 = 4.
We need for you to recant that.
What?
Just say that you're open to the possibility there might be multiple correct answers.
But that's not true. We can't let them bully us. This is so stupid.
Stupid? That's your problem. Anyone who disagrees with you is stupid.
There is nothing to disagree with. There is only one correct answer.
For your sake, I certainly hope you have that correct answer when the media gets wind of this.
I do. It's 4.
I have my own answer. This school minus you equals tomorrow.
You're firing me?
Suspending. While you reconsider your extremist views.
You brought this on yourself.
The next day. While she cleans out her desk. Now she's at home sipping coffee.
Breaking news.
In what's being called Mathgate, an activist elementary school teacher was caught abusing her students' First Amendment rights. It's an interesting story.
Okay, so
turns the TV.
This teacher, this liberal elitist, tells this innocent little first grade kid that his answer is wrong. Only her answer is acceptable.
Yeah, from what I hear, she doesn't even keep these students for more than a year. After that, they all leave her and go to another teacher.
Imagine that.
Graduating.
Go to another grade.
That's called graduating.
So we need some good, healthy debate in this country. Some experts say that 2 + 2 = 4. Others say that it's 22.
No, they don't.
But if you hate America that much, why don't you just go teach in commie France?
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Wells. The board decided that for everyone's benefit, your services will no longer be required.
For everyone's benefit? How about the kids?
I need you to come by the school tomorrow. We don't need you radicalizing our students anymore.
Next day, Saturday. Tons of media.
Mrs. Wells, thank you so much for coming. You know, I'm just so sorry it happened this way. If only you'd been willing to be more open-minded.
About math? What about academic integrity?
You were warned, given an explanation, and yet you persisted. But we will, of course, fulfill our financial obligations. Now, that's $2,000 for your last pay period and $2,000 for this one, so that's $4,000.
Wrong. It's
$22,000. Yep, that's what happens when you mess with the truth. And I like somebody who wrote down in the blogs, you know, no, it's actually $20 million.
22 million.
It's 20,202,000. But that's what you get. I mean, when you just will not pay attention to anything. But doesn't this sound so familiar to what's going on today with all these different subjects? Let's go to a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
All right. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North Bay.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and pull it back up there and let's listen to it. It's okay.
Every once in a while, there's a glitch. It's okay.
We want to play this because I think we need to have lighten up a little bit here and listen to some stuff. So this is Tim Hawkins. Hawkins, I mean.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day. Where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh, I know, 'cause it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
I thought that was great. I mean, you got to lighten up here a little bit every once in a while and have some fun. I want to play, what else do I got here? I wanted to play this, this is actually serious here. And I wanted to play this for all you business owners out there, especially the ones who have, employees. This is something to pay attention to. This is a new scam, a W-2 scam that's been, perpetrated out there. And, we want, to be informative here as well as much as we can. In the community to help you guys avoid some of the pitfalls of, you know, stuff that's just all around you, whether it's, you know, stealing your social security numbers and there's a ton
of
stuff going on. So here we go. Let's play this.
All employers should be alert to a dangerous form W-2 email scam. It's a threat to tax data and to your workers. These emails appear to come from someone in authority. They may say something like, I am analyzing some reports and need a copy of our W-2s for last year. Please send ASAP. Once the W-2s are in the cyber criminals' hands, they file fake tax returns for refunds. All employers are at risk and need to educate their employees. It's critical to report W-2 thefts to the IRS and to your state tax officials. Send an email to dataloss@irs.gov. In the subject line, type W-2 data loss. Then provide your contact information. Find your state contact by emailing the Federation of Tax Administrators at statealert@taxadmin.org. Forward any W-2 and IRS-related scam emails to phishing@irs.gov. Finally, review your company policies for sharing employee W-2 data. Consider having two people review the request for W-2 data to see if it's legitimate before approving distribution. As part of that review, call or meet with the person or office requesting the data to verify they asked for it. Remember, it's always better to double-check it than regret it. Everyone can help protect against W-2 scams. For more information, go to irs.gov/identity theft and see the businesses section.
Well, there you have it. I mean, more and more scams out there that you need to be aware of. Personally, I think we should just scrap the whole tax system and be done with it, throw the tea in the harbor, and start again.
Yeah, but for a rule of thumb, most of the time they don't contact you through email anyway.
No,
just,
they never.
That should be, you know what I mean?
So there's been so many scams.
Yeah, with W-2s, most companies wouldn't do that in an email. So
or call just, you. I'll call you on the phone. Oh, you owe $100,000
in taxes. And the sheriff's going to show up.
Can I have your credit card number?
Yeah.
That's a big tip-off.
But just so people know.
Yeah,
you know,
just so people know.
Yeah, but there is a lot of scams going on, and a lot of times if you just click on it, then you're in trouble.
So let's move on, and let's. I want to talk about Trump and this Kavanaugh thing briefly, and then our guest is supposed to be on at quarter after.
Yeah.
And between here and there, I'd like to kind of go over the Project Veritas thing on the IRS scandal. And then we'll go from there. But I wanted to play this little clip. This is Trump right before the rally in West Virginia. And I think what he has to say is pretty interesting. I don't know if everybody caught this, you know, but a couple interesting ones. The other one was the Kanye thing on Saturday Night Live, where he's like, yeah, he wore his MAGA hat out there on stage and he was booed and they just cut that out of the, you know, you can't even hardly find it on the internet, the whole deal. And I guess they didn't like the fact that he was the Trump supporter and they called him in at the last minute. And of course they're branding him as a moron and everything else and blah, blah,
oh, yeah.
blah. And, you know, he's changed his name to Ye. I'm not sure what's up with that. It's kind of like Prince changing his name to a symbol, but, I guess you got to be eccentric to do this stuff anyway. But getting back to Trump here, let's listen to what he has to say.
And this was last night, I believe, yesterday.
This was published. Yeah, it was 29th. So
yeah.
Yesterday. Yep.
Just so people know.
Yep.
I would expect it's going to turn out very well for the judge. There's never been anybody that's been looked at like J6 Judge Kavanaugh. I think that it's going to work out very well. But the FBI, I believe, is doing a really great job. They have been all over already. Yeah, they have free reign. They're going to do whatever they have to do, whatever it is they do. They'll be doing things that we never even thought of. And hopefully at the conclusion, everything will be fine. What? Yeah, I do. I think he's great. I don't think there's ever been any person that's been under scrutiny like he has been. I think it's been a very tough process. But he's a good man. He's a great judge. This is a great judge. Highly respected for many, many years. At the top of the list. And I hope everything works out great. But I will say there are a lot of people going out right now working very hard. I'm going to West Virginia.
Okay, so I want to stop it there. But you know, the real deal is they're going to be investigating everything. And I think the Democrats might have screwed up here because I think they're going to start investigating them, too, because somebody has been releasing confidential information. You know,
well, if the FBI does an investigation like they're supposed to, that would include everybody that's involved.
Well, I mean, right now we've got yesterday, they call it doxing. Yesterday, this is Senator Rand Paul tweeted, yesterday there was an attempt to incite people by publishing the personal information of senators, including the home their home addresses, endangering them, their family, them and their lives. This should be investigated and the perpetrators punished. There's too much hatred and violence in politics these days. So somebody and the IP address is coming out of the Congress has released these things. And it's not the first time, but these are felony leaks, and somebody should be punished. And did you notice Feinstein, if you were watching the thing, when she was asked, hey, are you the leaker? It's like, hey, you're not supposed to ask that question.
What?
Hey,
what? I didn't understand.
Yeah, so there's some crazy stuff going on. I think that these FBI investigations might unearth more than they bargained for because you know, these guys are unhinged, I think. I mean, anything.
And then, like
to win.
Trump said, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, and maybe that's what he was looking for, and we're going to actually prosecute some of these individuals for what's going on.
Q said, and I'm reading this from yesterday, we had the vote, swamp fighting back, evil knows no bounds, prepare, Red October. Not sure what that means, but you can read into it whatever you want, but it is a crazy time.
No, it's not just going by the wayside, that's for sure. This is going to pop a lot of stuff open.
Yeah, so I'm gonna end up you know, trying to get more of the Q stuff out there so people can at least evaluate for themselves what is going on. I'm going to play Project Veritas after we get from the top of the hour break. Boy, I mean, you know, the old Confucian say, you know, you live in interesting times, or may you live in interesting times. How crazy is that? You know, I mean, it's kind of like...
I don't know if they meant these kind of interesting times or not. I mean...
I think it's kind of like the first line in A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens. It's the best of times, it's the worst of times. I mean, you know, I don't know if I can play this here, but... let's just see real quick. It'll only take about 30 seconds.
The definition of interesting times?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's see if it comes out. Well, let's see. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. I mean, that kind of tells... I mean, doesn't that sound like right now? To me, so
yeah,
I don't know what
it crosses
world.
All borders.
Yeah, well, so we've got a worldwide thing going on here, like we said.
Yeah, and so. I guess we're at the top of the hour, yep. So please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Soon as I was in my bed, music played inside my head. When I was a boy, when I was a boy, I learned to play. Far into the night and drift away. Don't want to work on the milk or the bread. Just want to play my guitar instead. When I was a boy, I had a dream. And radio.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the White House is not going to micromanage the FBI's new investigation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, but it will have limits.
They're going to go and they're going to provide information, and the Senate's going to have to make a determination to either vote for Brett Kavanaugh or not. This can't become a fishing expedition like the Democrats would like to see it be.
She was a guest on Fox News Sunday. President Trump praised his nominee at a rally in West Virginia last night and condemned Democrats for what he calls shameless, disgraceful conduct, particularly in the last week. Syria demands the withdrawal of foreign troops, including those from the U.S., immediately, while inviting refugees back with promises of the war being near an end.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, through a translator, told world leaders meeting at the United Nations that countries which did not support Bashar al-Assad's government needed to get out of Syria.
Occupying forces and will be dealt with accordingly.
That would not be welcome to take part in rebuilding Syria.
It is high time for all those detached from reality to wake up, let go of their fantasies, and come to their senses.
He also vehemently restates his denials that his country used chemical weapons during the war, although international investigators found otherwise. Julie Walker, New York.
Rescue officials fear the full scale of Indonesia's earthquake and tsunami could climb far past the more than 800 people already confirmed dead, as several large coastal towns remain cut off today by damaged roads and downed power lines. The country's disaster agency says the death toll stands at 832. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
The government may soon be able to track, intercept, and destroy drones without getting a judge's approval.
It's part of an aviation bill that's pending in Congress and would target drones that authorities consider a security threat. Supporters say law enforcement needs this power to protect Americans from terrorists. Privacy advocates counter that the provision would give the government unchecked power to decide which drones are a threat and to restrict legitimate uses, including by news organizations. Rich Thomason reporting.
Legendary Chicago blues guitarist Otis Rush, whose passionate jazz-influenced sound influenced generations of musicians, has died. He was 84 years old. His longtime manager says Rush died yesterday of complications from a stroke suffered back in 2003. He was a key architect of Chicago's West Side sound in the 1950s and 1960s. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Puerto Rico has tentatively chosen Tesla as one of 13 companies it might form public-private partnerships with as it rebuilds from Hurricane Maria.
Officials say the projects include creating an energy storage system, modernizing the island's water and sewer meters, and updating a ferry transportation system. The other firms that were shortlisted included PowerSecure, a U.S.-based company, and Suez, a Paris-based utilities company. Tesla installed solar panels across Puerto Rico after the Category 4 storm hit a year ago, and PowerSecure already has a multi-million dollar contract to help rebuild the U.S. territory's energy grid. Government officials said requests for proposals would be issued in October. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 30th, a birthday for a number of notable people, including actress Angie Dickinson. She is 87 years old today. Singer Johnny Mathis turns 83. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the flip, flip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I want to get right to this video we got here. This is Project Veritas because we're running short on time. We have our guest coming in at 11:15, and if he's on time. So here we go. Let's see what they have to say for this week. It's about the IRS.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed by the bylaws of my union to go against the Constitution.
The Constitution of what?
America. I mean, as long as, like, the manager doesn't find out, you don't simply say, hey, I'm calling in sick to do Democratic Socialist of America.
John Kasserman, he got a lot of flack for giving increased scrutiny to these party groups. And conservatives got really mad at him.
Yeah.
He was on the board, though, because he deleted all the emails, so they couldn't have any evidence against him.
I mean, there were mistakes made.
What? Like
Lois Lerner and maybe her son.
There were mistakes made? Are you freaking kidding me? Deleting an email so he can't get prosecuted? Oh, that's a big mistake, yeah. Really? We're going to play some more here.
Employees, they were more liberal-leaning or Democrats, so...
I'm going to skip ahead here. I don't want to hear the whole music thing.
I don't get a shit, like, if that's a good time.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed by the bylaws of my union to go against the Constitution.
What
Constitution?
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to go against the Constitution of America. Except I'm doing it in secret at a job. I mean, I hope all these guys get canned, fired, and this just goes. Anyway, here we go.
Sent to the island.
Yeah, there you go.
President of the United States.
He deleted all the emails, so they couldn't have any evidence against him.
I know what you're thinking. Project Veritas hasn't secretly recorded IRS officials, have they? Oh, yes, we have. Because several years ago, IRS officials got in trouble for violating the privacy rights of U.S. citizens and targeting conservative organizations and conservative individuals. And then, without missing a beat, fought transparency of that bias scandal by putting the culprits, Lois Lerner and Holly Pack's depositions under seal. The IRS indeed has fought for privacy for itself while simultaneously demanding for more disclosure from citizens, violating those citizens' constitutional rights. There is much at stake for tax-exempt groups and their contributors. If the IRS didn't do anything wrong, why doesn't the IRS become open about what they did and why they did it? It is necessary for journalists to unmask bad actors in the IRS and put them on the record unbeknownst to them, shining a light on the bias that led to their crimes. Last week, our deep state releases led to the removal of two federal government employees. It should be interesting to see how the IRS deals with these two foot soldiers in this video, marching to the beat of insurrection.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed by the bylaws of my union to go against the Constitution.
The Constitution of what?
America.
Would you?
Yeah.
I know, because it's like you're in such a, like, interesting position.
Yeah.
Like,
today. They prevent us from doing any interest.
Thomas Sheehy is a tax examiner for the IRS, and he is also a proud member of the Democratic Socialists of America in Austin, Texas. He seems to be boasting about wanting to subvert the U.S. Constitution. His liberal bias is clear when he talks about the controversial former IRS commissioner, who the Washington Post called a liar, and House leaders wanted to impeach.
John Dossman, he got a lot of flack for giving increased scrutiny to these party groups. And conservatives got really mad at him.
Yeah.
He was so cool, though, because he deleted all the emails, so they couldn't have any evidence against him.
That is, oh my God, like high five for him. Like, that's literally badass. And it's like...
Yeah, I don't give a shit if he, like, did if that's like a crime.
So do you think, like, I honestly think that was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, he should give increased scrutiny to those groups. Like, a lot of them are just f***ing for, like, coke.
Yeah, that's another one that just drives me right up the wall. They're just a front for the Koch brothers. Are you kidding me? These guys believe the lies that are passed down. See, that's part of the big problem with these hierarchies. Look at what's going on in Congress right now, the Kavanaugh hearings. They will, the guys of the upper reaches of power up there in the Senate and wherever else lie consistently to their constituents. Their constituents are filled with so much crap and so many lies, they don't know what ends up.
No, they don't.
And
it just keeps going.
And it just keeps getting worse. Now, that's not to say that the Republicans don't lie, too, sometimes, or, you know, quite a bit. But politicians lie in general. The fact that they believe these lies is the issue. They don't think for themselves. They don't check anything out. I mean, the Tea Parties, they didn't believe the Republicans or the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans were almost as bad, if not worse, in some ways than the Democrats when this whole thing started out. At least
that's why they started.
That's exactly right. So, but these guys are filling these guys so of absolute crap. Thank you, Ashley's
BS.
She kept me straight. She kept me on the right road, on the road to redemption here.
I'm watching you.
She's watching. It's like it's the ninja training.
Yeah.
It's the ninja training.
But the lies are starting to catch up with these guys. I mean, they have told so many, and they can't keep them straight. You know what I mean? What a tangled web we weave, you know?
So we believe everything they've been talking about in the hearings with Kavanaugh, too, right? These accusers coming out of the woodwork, no cooperation. I don't believe this woman for a frickin' heartbeat. You look at her body language and, you know, she's been coached. She, you know, I mean, it's like she doesn't know who paid her plane ticket or
but it makes it bad for everybody. It makes it bad for other women. It makes it bad for other people that want to run for seats. It's
insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. And not her plane ticket, but she doesn't know who paid for the polygraph. She doesn't like to fly, but she flies all over. In fact, she has a couple of houses, so she's, you know, lives down in Santa Cruz, which, by the way, is the center of, you know, liberal Mecca.
And then I saw where there was actually two guys that come forward and said it was them that had done the alleged crimes.
I haven't seen enough on that to even make a comment, but the real deal is that you know, I don't think you can believe anything these guys say, period, on the Democratic side. You know, it's all a bunch of crap to keep power, stall and delay. They lie about everything. It doesn't matter. Koch brothers, you name it. Anyway, let's see how much farther we got.
Our deep state investigation also led us to another IRS employee, and this fellow admits mistakes were made during the 2013 scandal when conservative nonprofits were targeted when applying for tax-exempt status.
There are a lot of poops. And you know what? For what it's worth on the record, I know people in tax-exempt government entities. All that stuff you saw in the news, mistakes were made, but the Republican House just blew it all out of the...
Okay. I want to put this on the record. I was in charge of one of those groups. I saw what happened. It wasn't blown up out of proportion, and there weren't mistakes made. These were purposeful, absolute, targeting of conservative groups on purpose. No question. They admitted it in the court documents, and this doesn't make any of the mainstream news.
Yeah, and we had to fight that for, 5 years? Six years?
Closer to eight.
And was it eight?
Yes, 2010 is when that whole thing started. It's like 18, and we settled at seven. Okay.
Okay, 7 years.
So it's like none of that made mainstream news. That was just, it was just all a mistake. Anyway, we're going to continue this next week. I think we've got our guest here.
Oh, we do. Do we need to go to a break before we bring him on the line? So hang on the line, Mark.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up on the other side. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We have our guest on the line, Mark Muser. He is a native California, a small business owner committed to fighting for honest and fair elections. Wow, what a concept. Holy moly.
For the Secretary of State he's running.
And he's still in California?
Yeah.
Are you with us, Mark?
I am. Thank you for having me on this Sunday morning.
Hey,
thanks for coming
on
with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You are an attorney, and we won't hold that against you. And and what made you decide to run for the Secretary of State, Mark? And what do you want to do and accomplish here?
Well, I happen to be one of the first election law attorneys that was flown out to Wisconsin during the presidential recounts in 2016. I am an election law attorney. That's one of the things that I do. I work on elections, whether it's representing clients, whether it's representing parties, whether it's, you know, in the case of the presidential recounts, I represented, you know, a organization, a candidate, and all that. And as a result of that experience of being an election law attorney here in the state of California, I was approached by some California election law attorneys and says, Mark, we have the third worst elections in the United States, according to MIT, a scientific study. We have the third worst elections.
Who's the first
Election
two?
Integrity Project of California has found that there are 11 counties that have over 100% voter registration, meaning that there are more people on the voter rolls than are eligible to vote. And the thing is, the people who normally run for Secretary of State are career politicians who are just using it as a stepping stool to some better office. And they don't come in with an understanding of election law, election procedures. The Secretary of State is the chief election officer of the state of California. And we need somebody who can come into the office of Secretary of State who actually understands election law, actually understands the procedures of counting votes, of recounting votes, how to do audits, how to do investigations of election law fraud. And so we need you to run for Secretary of State. And I basically said, no, not interested. And they, you know, I gave them all the reasons why I was not interested, and they proceeded over about 2 months period of time to try to remove every obstacle I put in their way as to why I should not run. And last October, I finally said, okay, I will do it. And I went full board. In the last 11-plus months, I've done about 900 speaking appearances, and I have driven about 90,000 miles around the state of California. This summer, I actually got on my bicycle and rode to all 58 counties over 46 days. Just to get the message out that we need integrity in our election process.
Wow, and what a concept.
And to, you know, add to that, you know, the Secretary of State, as a chief election officer, is mandated by state law, federal law, and the United States Supreme Court that they're supposed to maintain the voter rolls. And they, one of their duties is to investigate election law violations.
How are we doing? Now, how are we doing on that with the current Secretary of State, Mark?
Well, let's answer that question. The thing is, every year the Secretary of State is to send a report to Congress laying out how many investigations they have done. And over the last 4 years, the number of investigations done by the current Secretary of State is fewer investigations that I have done in just the last 11 months as a candidate for Secretary of State. In the last week, I have done 6 different investigations where I have literally gone to sites where there appears to be fraudulent voter registrations. Like a week ago Friday, I was at a check cashing store that had 31 registered voters at it.
Wow.
On Friday of this week, I was at a motel that had 25 registered voters. Now, here's the deal. California law is very clear. It must be your residence. And by law, a motel cannot be your residence because you're not allowed to have in a motel stays over a certain period of time. So by law, a motel cannot be your residence. And so, but here was the kicker of it. The kicker was that the motel has been closed for like a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Jeez.
Good grief.
Yet it still has 25 registered voters, and most of which happen to be poll voters, which means they could show up at the polls and say, I'm ready to vote. And since we don't look for ID, we don't do anything, they're just going to vote. So it's clearly not their residence. The place is closed down, and yet the Secretary of State, who knows about this because the group that actually originally found this, you know, put it out in a press release, sent it to the Secretary of State, sent it to the county register of voters, and they do nothing. But what am I doing as a candidate for Secretary of State? I'm actually investigating. I'm actually driving to the location. And it's going, oh, and you know what? Just because somebody thinks that there's fraudulent voting doesn't mean that it always is. I showed up at one location this last week, and you know, it was, you know, so many registered voters at what appeared to be a gift shop. And when I got there, I realized I was able to determine it was like a state park, and that was the address that the Rangers used because, you know, they lived on the property. That's
right, that makes
residence.
Sense. Yeah.
But, you know, you couldn't figure that out just by doing internet research. You actually had to show up at the place, ask a couple questions. I talked to the people on the ground and go, ah, this is the address that the Rangers use. This is their address. They've lived here for a period of time. This is not a fraudulent voter registration. It looks fraudulent, but it was not.
Well, I'm curious to know who the first two are. I'm going to guess Illinois and New York because as California, you know, goes so goes the nation. I thought we were number one in everything, you know, even voter fraud, illegal aliens, poverty.
I mean. Well, actually, surprisingly, you are wrong on both counts. Neither Illinois or New York have worse elections than the state of California.
Wow, who is it?
Idaho and Oklahoma.
Wow.
Wow. I was
going to
say
guessed.
Rhode Island or something.
That seems completely different than I would thought.
What it is there are 17 different categories. And it's the way how they rank them and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there are things, let's say Idaho does not offer, and I don't know that they do or not because I'm not in Idaho and I'm not following what their laws are and I haven't studied it too closely. But let's say Idaho does not allow you to vote or register to vote online. That's going to be dinged against Idaho. So in some areas, the way how it is skewed, it is done by MIT who did the study. There are some measures that, you know, there could be reasons why a state chooses not to do certain things, and they get penalized by it. And it may be, you know, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander type thing. And, you know, the people in may not have internet access in who knows where, Timbuktu, Idaho, so they don't offer that in certain counties or whatever, and you get hit. So the thing is, California does have the third worst elections. Some of the reasons why is we have one of the lowest military and overseas ballot participation.
Hmm.
And the other day when I was on the bike tour, a guy stood up and said, what are we going to do about our military ballots? And I said, what's the problem? I already knew that we were one of the worst states in the union when it came to military voting. He said, my son and his entire battalion did not even receive their ballot.
Wow.
Well,
unbelievable.
It's really hard to vote if you do not get your ballot.
Well, we got a bunch of crooked politicians running everything. I mean, what do you think about, you know, all these illegal aliens? I mean, Obama pretty much told them to vote on a video. But what about Governor Brown giving the vote to you know, felons in prison? Isn't that illegal? Can't you? I mean, come on.
Well, it's actually, you know, the thing I have the problem with is against our Constitution. Our Constitution
right.
says that if you're a felon, you're not supposed to vote. And I will be looking at that very carefully after I get elected as Secretary of State because it really does appear to me that there is a the law contradicts the Constitution. And, you know, in the state of California, the Constitution always trumps the law that a legislature passes. And I'm looking forward to looking into that in further detail as the next Secretary of State, because as Secretary of State, I'm supposed to enforce the laws, and Constitution comes first, laws come second.
So, Mark, I want to go back to the military ballots. Are you able to pinpoint that it happens more out of certain counties or certain areas that the ballots aren't getting to the military? Or is it just gives a hole as a state? You know what I mean? That is there any way to pinpoint the counties that aren't sending the ballots?
It will be when I become Secretary of State, or you know, if I, you know, the MIT was able to get all this information through public records requests and stuff like that. So there's not going to be time to get that type of information between now and Election Day. But
right.
as Secretary of State, we are going to be able to dig down on this because these are reports that are sent to Congress. The Secretary of State takes these from every county, combines them all together, and then sends it to Congress saying, okay, here's what our military vote was and all that kind of stuff. And that's how MIT is able to get those numbers, is because the state must self-report those numbers. And so we will take it, we will see where the problems are, and we will sit down and we will meet with the admirals. We will meet with the generals. We will sit down and say, okay, what we're doing right now is not working. And we know that federal law says that we are supposed to make sure that they get their ballots in enough time that they are able to process them. And we're going to go, let's figure out what we need to do to make sure that those people who are fighting for our freedoms are able to vote. Because they, you know, if they're not allowed to vote, that is a, you know, that is a crime.
Yes.
Wow. I guess we got to go to a break right now. Can you hang with us, Mark? And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
I can wait through the break.
Okay. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for Mark, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
They brainwashed the suckers again and perpetrated the myth. Propaganda far and wide, no wavelength, no mileage, no current, currency. No answers, just silence. Yeah, nothing is what it's supposed to be.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Cascade Theater presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash. Graham Nash has penned and performed some of the most iconic songs of the past 50 years, from the Hollies, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to his own solo career. Nash's songs are legendary. Graham Nash at the Cascade Theater with an intimate evening of stories and songs October 3rd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The last show is over. If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for a cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life so prearranged, I know that it's time
for a cool change. Well, I was born in the
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, it's time for a cool change. I mean, not only do we have
a
the,
cool hot change.
It's raining. It rained last night. Yay!
Yay! I know. Everybody's happy today because of that.
And let's get a new Secretary of State put into office who's actually going to have some honesty and integrity.
Yay!
Yeah, what a concept. Anyway, I believe we have a caller.
We do. We've got Jake from San Diego on the line. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, hey guys, I lost your show there for I don't know how long. It was on, I used to listen to you on TuneIn, and all of a sudden I couldn't get your station anymore. So,
well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, I found you on just off the website, and I've been listening again for the past couple of few weekends here. But, yeah, I just, about the voting thing, I was going to say, kind of funny, you guys play the Grateful Dead, the Casey Jones songs right there.
Yeah.
And like our former president, Obozo, I was caught with a little bit of that party substance when I was in my 20s and ended up with a felony on my record. And but I'm not the, you know, I'm the one that's, I'm a guy that we want to have voting. Not to be restricted because of my felony record. So, you know, it's a slippery slope because there's a lot of good people out there that may have a F on their record and are not, you know, leftist, liberal, you know, screwballs.
No, I totally understand, but I think the new law actually invites felony people who are actually
incarcerated.
Still in prison, you know.
Yeah, they're still incarcerated.
While incarcerated, now that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it has nothing to do with people that are out of prison just because you have a felony on your record. I believe it has to do with while you're still incarcerated.
Maybe Mark could clear that up a little bit for us.
Well, thank you for calling in. The thing is,
sure.
If according to the Constitution, if you are a felon, you're not supposed to be on the voter rolls. You're not supposed to vote. The thing is, if you have, you know, it sounds like it was been a few years since you had your felony, and there is a process where you can restore your voter rights, and it's a petition that you have to go through. And it's a system that has been working in the state for many, many, many years. And Jerry Brown and his cronies in Sacramento have decided that they're going to try to, you know, change a system that's not necessarily broken because it fits their personal ideology and their agenda. And it is something, what they're trying to do is contrary to the Constitution. So for our caller, what I would encourage you to do, if it's as you said, that you know, you have basically rehabilitated yourself, you are a productive member of society, there is a process that you're able to go through to actually restore your voting rights, and I would encourage you to go through that process. And just a couple quick searches on Google, you'll figure out what you need to do, what paperwork you need to fill out and turn in, and you may need to hire an attorney, you may not, it's just... But the process is there for restoring your, and I don't want to use the term voting rights because technically, according to the Constitution, there is no right to vote. It is a privilege and a duty to vote. But, and at the same time that you get your privilege to vote back, you could actually get your right to bear arms back. And so, you know, when somebody commits a criminal... They lose their Second Amendment rights. They also lose their privilege to vote here in the state of California. And you can go through that process to get your right back and your duty back to vote.
Very good.
Right.
All right.
Very
hey.
Good. I appreciate that. Yeah. One last little thing about that was, you know, about the Second Amendment, too. It's like, you know, I don't see why there's not an easy process for people who have committed nonviolent crimes to, after, say, 20 years, be able to, you know, go through a process to get your Second Amendment right back as well. Because, you know, people slip up and do stuff that are stupid when they're kids. And, you're not supposed to protect yourself.
I think he just told you that you can get that done.
through the same petition process.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know it'll cost me about $10,000 to do it, but I hopefully one of these days I'm going to be able to do it.
Well,
but I appreciate it, everybody.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
So, Mark, what do you think about this felons from prison thing? I mean, other than the fact that it's unconstitutional, probably criminally illegal, is there any way that we can start punishing these guys for passing these laws? I mean, isn't there something that we can do from a criminal or a law enforcement standpoint?
Well, let's just, you know, kind of stop and go back here for a second and give a little bit of a history, a little bit of legal training knowledge here. Constitution is first, statutes are second.
Right.
We saw Sheriff Joe down in Arizona decide that he was going to enforce, you know, federal law. And the liberals didn't like that, and so they basically took him to court, and he won many times, and they eventually got him on a minor thing, but it had nothing to do with him actually enforcing the law. And the thing is, as your Secretary of State, I am the person tasked with enforcing California election law, and I can actually enforce the California Constitution over election laws. And so the thing is, if you want to ensure that California Constitution is actually being enforced, you need to put somebody into office who actually understands California Constitution is first. That takes precedence. It says that your felons are not allowed to vote. And so the thing is, the legislature needs to actually, you know, the thing that needs to happen here, as our listener made it clear, it is a very expensive process for a felon to try to get their right to bear arms back and their duty to vote back. It's very expensive, very time consuming. And what should happen here is that the legislature maybe needs to modify that process to make sure that it's not so expensive, not so thing, you know, because there are a lot of good people who maybe messed up when they were 17, 18 years old who really are productive members of society, and it, you know, and that is an issue for the legislature to handle, not to just write laws that are contrary to the Constitution and to, you know, make blanket statements that, you know, there are people who probably do not need to get their right to bear arms. I mean, violent felons or something like that.
Sure.
And if you are not good enough to get your right to bear arms, you're surely probably don't deserve the privilege to vote.
Well, let's switch gears and let's talk about restoring voter confidence in the elections a little bit. I mean, you know, I think that there's been a massive amount of election fraud in California, especially because of the illegal aliens and the people that are voting, the double votes and all that stuff. But how are we going to restore the confidence in these elections? When you get elected Secretary of State, what are you going to be your first steps in order to start fixing this?
Well, let's talk about the non-citizens real quick here. We know that the main source that the jury service summons get their data from is the voter registration rolls. And we know that jury service summons, over 5% of them across the state of California, come back saying that the person is not eligible to vote. So 5%, based upon 20 million registered voters, that means that there's probably over 1 million voters in the state of California who are not citizens who are on the voter rolls.
Right.
And the Secretary of State is not doing his job maintaining the voter rolls to remove from the voter rolls, as is required by state law, federal law, and the United States Supreme Court. He's not doing his job to remove them from the voter rolls. So if you want confidence that there's integrity in your system, it starts with the voter rolls to make sure that only those people who are eligible to vote are on the voting rolls. And then you got to make sure that everybody who casts a legal ballot, that their ballot is properly counted in such a way that people have confidence in the system. You know, this week we learned that there is a report that was sent out to Congress that showed that there's a particular voting machine that's extremely susceptible to hacking. And this report was basically a republishing of a report that was done 10 years ago. And that machine was pulled off the market. They no longer sell it 10 years ago because of this report. And, you know, they basically told Congress, yes, there's still machines out there, that this machine is still out there. People are still using it 10 years after it was pulled off the market because it was determined that the machine was susceptible to hacking. And you know what? We have four counties in the state of California that are still using that machine this November.
Good.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's when you people hear stuff like that, they have concerns about the integrity of the elections. And well, here's what I can say, that yes, there is a lot of concern about the integrity of our elections.
Well, you know, I have concerns about
the best thing that people could do is go vote.
I have the concerns about the criminality that seems like it's rampant up there in Sacramento, because I think the real deal is that, you know, at what point in time is the federal government going to step in or something going to be done? Because if they let a bunch of these guys illegal in votes and they got everything's fixed, you can't vote them out. I mean, that's another problem in itself. But we do have to go to a break, Mark, for one more break before the top of the hour. So just hold with us if you can, and we'll. I want to talk about the DMV as well.
Yeah, that was where I wanted to go. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you. And never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226.
Hello,
we the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
that doesn't get your blood up, you're just not Celtic at all. And it should get your blood up anyway. We're back here with Mark Muser, who's running for Secretary of State. And let's talk about the DMV. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, I have to be careful with them. About them doing the registration for voting.
Yeah, what the heck is this? Automatic voter registration for, anybody who goes down there and gets a license or an ID card? What's up with that?
Well, we got a lot in that short little question that you asked that I could deal with. We've got to start back a couple years ago where the California legislature actually enacted a law that said, hey, we're going to require the DMV to start registering people to vote. And there's a logical reason why they would want to do that. The thing is, when you move from one state to another, and we have a lot of those people doing that in California right now because of the tyrants in Sacramento. But let's say you move from California to Arizona, and you're going to tell the Postal Service, hey, I've moved. So they start sending your mail to you in Arizona, and then you go get a new driver's license, and they notify the DMV that you no longer live in California, you now live in Arizona. And then you go register to vote in Arizona. But Arizona, because the state of California is not a member of any interstate compact, Arizona does not tell California that you've now registered to vote, and so your voter registration is there. And so the fact that when people move, you can actually transfer your voter's registration with you, that makes a lot of sense. The only problem is that there were certain requirements by the Secretary of State that he was supposed to do before that went into place. And, of course, the Secretary of State wanting to make sure that as many people were on the voter rolls to vote this November as possible, he just rushed the program through before he had actually done the things that were required of him by the legislature. And as such, he did not do the proper checks that needed to be done to make sure that the databases of the DMV were properly talking with the databases of the voter registration rules. And so what did we see? The first thing we saw was like 78,000 people had their party preference changed without their consent due to the problems of the DMV. Then we found that 118,000 people had been removed from the voter rolls on election day. And then we heard that, 23,000 people had been mistakenly added to the voter rolls due to training errors. And then last week we found another 3,000 people who had mistakenly been added to the voting rolls, people who are not eligible to vote. The thing here is that there is some logic to why you need to do this. But you need to clean up DMV first, because DMV is one of the most, in the state of California, is one of the most backwards DMVs in the entire nation. You already have long wait lines. You can't even pick up your driver's license when you show up. They have to mail it to you several weeks later. DMV is an absolute shambles. And before you start using DMV employees who have a hard enough time actually registering people to get their driver's license, or their real ID.
Yeah,
they don't even know what they're doing.
They have not been properly trained in the laws on voter registration. And so while it may be a good program, DMV needs to get their act together, and they need to, get out of the legacy systems that they have. They need to modernize the DMV, and then we need to modernize the Secretary of State's office. And when those two databases can properly communicate together, then maybe it makes sense that people, rather than have to go to the DMV and their voter registrar in order to, get things done, they just have to go to the DMV and the process is seamless. But until we actually get that process done and people have confidence that, just because you're a non-citizen and you got a driver's license, or you are a green card holder and you get a driver's license, that they're not going to be automatically registered to vote because the database is seeing where are you a citizen of and making sure that you don't get registered to vote. Until those kind of communications are done, until we actually make sure that the databases could talk together, all we're going to do is keep getting problems like we have been experiencing with thousands of fraudulent voter registrations, people getting their voter registration changed without their consent, I've actually heard of candidates who are running for office who maybe they own a business and they registered their car, their business vehicle at their business, and all of a sudden they're now registered to vote at their business. It's like, I didn't do that. DMV automatically did it for me.
So do you propose to just put the program on hold at the DMV when you become Secretary of State, or what?
I'm going to have to see what we can do to, you know, back this thing up a little bit, because there were some things in the statute that said that the Secretary of State had to do some things, and it's clear that we did not do those things. And so maybe we do need to take a pause and make sure that the databases are working better with the Secretary of State and DMV. And the thing is, we shouldn't have been doing this starting in May, right before a primary and the November election. The time to be working on this is January, February, March, right after an election. You know, that's when you play with databases, when people's privilege and duty to vote may be compromised. And where people, you know, when this type of stuff is coming up right before election, it really does cause a lot of concern about the integrity of our election process.
Voter ID, what's your thoughts on that? And we only got about 4 minutes left, so after you know, let me know what your stance on voter ID is. Then if you've got something to say, you got about 4 minutes here.
Well, and the time is dropping after that. But yes, voter ID. The thing is, voter ID needs to be passed by the legislature or by a ballot proposition. Again, I am the Secretary of State. I'm the chief election officer. I enforce election laws. I do not make election laws. And so as such, it's like your sheriff. Your sheriff does not pass the laws that, you know, he enforces. He just enforces the rules on the books. So I cannot actually do something with voter ID, but if the voters decide on a ballot proposition that we need voter ID, then it would be my job to enforce that according to the law. But there are things that I can do as Secretary of State in the way of increasing the integrity in our elections. And so that's what I propose to do. While I cannot actually pass a voter ID law, there are some things that I can do to make sure that the person who is at the polls is actually the person who they claim to be. And I give the tools to the poll workers to properly challenge people who they do not think they are. And then we can also clean up the voter rolls, you know, actually do proper list maintenance, like take these jury service summons and remove the people from the poll who claimed under penalty of perjury that they were a non-citizen. And so, and go to the tax records and find people who are registered to vote at business and remove those fraudulent voter registrations from the voter rolls. We need somebody who's going to investigate. We need somebody who's going to audit. We need somebody who's going to put the voter first and not be concerned about running for the next office. We need integrity in our voter system, and so that's why you need to vote for me, Mark Moisier, to be your next Secretary of State. The current Secretary of State has proven that he is incompetent to do the job as a chief election officer, and that's why I ask you to fire him on November 6th. So if you want to find out more about me and my campaign, go to my website, markmoisier.com. That's MarkMeuser. Again, MarkMeuser.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you want to find out more about the integrity of your elections, please visit my website. But please remember, it is a duty, it is a privilege as an American to elect your representative. And I'm going to ask everyone who's listening here today, please, please, please vote. Your vote does matter. And the reason why they're able to get away with this fraud, they play at the edges, is because people just think that their vote doesn't matter and they don't vote. If we show up and vote, they don't have a chance to steal the election from you. And then you get the representation that you desire and that you deserve.
Well, Mark, they're going to cut us off. We appreciate you coming on. Sorry about that, but we're at the top of the hour, and they'll just shut us down. So thanks again for coming on and going over some information with us, and we might want to have you back again.
Mark Moore's your Secretary of State. Very good.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. Well, we're at the end of the show, as usual. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
You were born an original, don't die a copy. We've put principles above parties and liberty over security and truth over lies. And
you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a great week and enjoy the rain and cooler weather.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.